Listen to what the divine has to offer. Hi, let's start by lighting some candles and lowering the lights. So I'll be using a zodiac spread. This type of spread is used when you want to get a deeper understanding of yourself or your client. It's good for a yearly reading, a monthly reading, or a quarterly reading. It all depends on how you feel. My question to myself for this reading is, where does my life stand now? So, in this spread there is 12 zodiacs, so 12 cards. Each one represents a zodiac symbol as well as a trait from that zodiac. Well, let's start. 1 is Aries, which is for personality. 2 is Taurus for security. 3, Gemini for communications. 4, Cancer, family. 5, Leo, love. 6, Virgo, work. 7 is Libra, which is for relationships. Scorpio is major changes. Sagittarius is for high beliefs. Capricorn, status or reputation. Aquarius is social life, and Pisces, mystical life for dreams or fears. So, I will be starting the reading now. I'll be laying out the cards next. Alright. So, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. All right, let's go through the cards. So for Aries, we have 10 of Air. For Taurus, we have 6 of Fire. For Gemini, we have 5 of Fire. Ironic. For 4, we have Cancer, which is 4 of Earth. 5 is Leo, 3 of Earth. 6 is Virgo, Ace of Water. 7 is Libra, the Air King. 8 is Scorpion, the World. 9 is Sagittarius, believes, the stars. 10 is Capricorn, status or reputation. 10 of Water. 11 is Aquarius, 9 of Water. And Pisces, number 12, 8 of Water. Huh. Okay, so those are all the cards. Yeah. Let's see what they mean. Alright. Giving the meanings of the cards to the question. 1. Aries personality. Find solutions to problems. 2. Taurus security. need to find security within myself first. 3. Gemini, communication. Need to challenge myself at home and at work. 4. Cancer, family. Need to make opportunities to interact with my family more. 5. Leo, love. Need to make first move and to interact with people more. 6. Virgo, work. You will complete a project soon. 7. Libra, relationship. To look into the person's feelings and to talk with the person and be open about ideas. 8. Scorpio, major changes. To be open to all the changes that comes my way. 9. Sagittarius, beliefs. To believe in myself and the divine for the power to fuel myself and the future. 10. Capricorn, status, reputation. A dreamer. 11. Aquarius, social life. To start sharing my ideas with the world. 12. Pisces, mythology, mystical life, dreamers or fear. To take my fears and to make it my hope. So the question was, where does my life stand? At this point, it seems like I have a lot of changes I need to do. And I'll have to be open to all of them. I'll have to start communicating more, interacting more with my family. It's not that I'm against it, it's just I'm not really a very interactive person. I'm more of a withdraw person. I would rather spend more time with my tarot deck than I would do with any employee that I work with at this moment. It's just unfortunately how it is. I've always been this way. So there's definitely a lot of changes I need to make, and especially the fear of communicating with people on any kind of thing. It actually does scare me a little bit. So yeah, I will be trying my best to do this. Hopefully I'll keep you updated on the progress on these 12 cards for the next month. Let's see if anything has changed after that. So this is definitely a learning stage for me as well as for you guys. Maybe this is some of these stuff for is a part of your lifestyle. Maybe you don't communicate with your family anymore. Let's see if we can maybe find a way that we can help each other into getting to a point where some of these stuff can be changed. Where we actually communicate more with people. Able to find more security within ourselves, be more proud of ourselves. Like I said, I'm quite a shy person at the beginning. I'm not used to being the first one to make a move. It's not always good. Hi, if you guys heard a dog barking, sorry about that. That would be Dante. He barks for every person that walks past the house. Even my dog is more like me than anything else. Hashtag 30-day challenge, magical root challenge. We are going on day 4 now. As I just said in yesterday's episode, I will be informing you all about my intentions for doing this. So that maybe this can inspire you or have you think about something in your magical or mundane life that you would like to try. See if it's maybe something you feel that you need to do. There is some challenges you can do without actually practicing magic. For example, the breathing work, it's quite good. It does help with relaxing and making me not so angry some days at some of the employees I work with. Day four would be my intention. My intention for doing this is to find a better balance within myself. As you have heard in my reading, I really have a lot that I need to change. So my intention is to find balance. It might seem quite normal for some people that they actually do already have balance. I do not. I am an empath, so I am most of the time an emotional wreck. I'm all too angry, all too sad. So with this tarot card spread, it does tell me I'll need to venture into more crowded areas. I do not know how that will fare. I so do not know if this will be heard ever before. So if no one ever hears this, this is fine. It is allows me then to actually speak my feelings, get over the, start working on my communications with people, even if it is just from my side. We will see what time holds in for us. If you have a question that I can answer with a tarot or oracle cards on the podcast, please send me your questions on Twitter at DOTWitches or on Facebook at Divinations of the Witches or on Tumblr at Divinations of the Witches. If you want a private answer to your question, please email me on DOTWitchesPodcast@gmail.com. I will try my best to get the answer to you as soon as possible. Till the next time we have a question for the divine. This episode was brought to you by Anchor, the best free way to do podcasts, as Anchor gives you a recorder, editor, helps you release your podcast to all podcast apps.